Sure, you've got Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and Disney, but what about your local library? Like other organizations and agencies stepping in to help out with today's challenges, libraries are offering more ways to keep yourself and your kids occupied while social distancing. The executive director of the Salt Lake City Public Library, Peter Bromberg, joined KUER's Caroline Ballard remotely and says even though their library buildings are now closed indefinitely, they can still play a connecting role in this crisis. One of their first moves was making it easier to get a library card online.
There's lots of people who may not have library cards where all of a sudden are, hey, I want to check out an ebook or something. So we're, first and foremost, we're making that a much simpler process. And I'd say, you know, probably one of the most popular things we offer are ebooks and downloadable e-audiobooks, but also there's streaming movies. We also are offering online magazines and ebooks and audiobooks through a platform called RB Digital. And we have downloadable local music through HUM, which stands for Hear Utah Music. And then we have something called Tumble Books, which is online picture books for kids. So they're animated talking picture books, really super high quality, that caregivers and parents and kids can enjoy those together.
Do you think libraries are particularly positioned to respond to a crisis like this? How do you see the role of a library in a pandemic?
The short answer is yes, we are very well positioned to respond to crisis and pandemic. And part of that is local. And what libraries, I think, really do very well is tune into what is the community need. So every public library in America is going to be unique because day by day, we're not only looking out to the community, but of course, I'm on calls with nonprofit leaders, with city and county officials, looking at where the library can best meet the needs. And I think right now at this stage, by providing accurate information, but also live homework help for students who are telestudenting for the first time, as it were, and a whole range of things, whether it's news or it's ebooks, e-audiobooks, learning platforms that people, while they are either self-isolating or self-quarantining, have access to curated and high-quality information, learning, etc. Now, as far as our spaces, right now our libraries are closed, but we've been in conversations with city officials about possible repurposing of spaces, possibly as a childcare space for first responders. We have a few hundred thousand square feet of library space available. And if it makes sense at some point to work with city, county, or state officials to repurpose that space, you know, we can do that as well. And we always are, I think, the king of partnerships. We kind of know everybody and we can act as a connector. We can also facilitate those partnerships, which are just key in a situation like this.
What are you hearing from library patrons right now?
The most overwhelming thing we're hearing is thank yous. While we've been offering online services like this for 20 years or more, there's still many people who think of the library more traditionally, and they'll come in and check things out, or they'll use us for a study room. But they might not have been aware, or they might have been aware, but not using the online services. So as they're learning, like, wow, I can get to lynda.com, I can get to Mango Languages, I can check out ebooks, I can stream a movie. For some people, this is either the first they're becoming aware of it, or the first time they're actually taking advantage of it. So we're getting a lot of thank yous for that, as well as for, you know, we have a coronavirus FAQ page. I mean, they're everywhere, of course. But one of the things the library has is a great deal of trust in the community, that people do look to libraries and librarians for honest, unvarnished, nonpartisan information. And so if you're going to the library's website, you can be assured that the information there has been vetted and is accurate.
Finally, do you have any suggestions for a good book to get lost in right now?
Oh, that's such a personal question. I mean, not personal. It's every person has unique needs in terms of what they like and what they love. I would say that with so much uncertainty right now and with so many things changing around us, I would recommend to people to think about what is the book that was meaningful to you, or a book that you've come back to and reread, even if it's a children's book. For me, I'm rereading The Fool of the World and The Flying Ship because my mom and dad read that to me when I was a little kid, you know, when I was 5 years old. You know, it's a comfort thing. So what's comfort for you?
I think you've inspired me to pick up Harry Potter for about the 10th time.
I got goosebumps on the back of my neck when you said that. What a fantastic, wonderful choice.
Peter Bromberg is the executive director of the Salt Lake City Public Library. Thank you so much.
Thank you.